From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The debate on troop levels in Iraq is where we begin this hour. Today, the White House set Wednesday evening as the date and time President Bush will give a televised address to the nation. He's expected to announce an increase in the overall level of U.S. forces. On Capitol Hill, Democrats and some Republicans oppose such an increase. But today, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, seemed to back off from talk of using the power of the purse to limit a surge in troops. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Speaking yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation, Speaker Pelosi made headlines saying that while Democrats do intend to approve funds for troops already on the ground in Iraq, President Bush would not be getting a blank check from Congress for expanding the U.S. mission in Iraq. Asked today whether she'd push for withholding funds to prevent a U.S. escalation in Iraq, Pelosi appeared to backpedal, saying only that Congress should examine a presidential request for funding.
But the president needs to know, and that's what I was telling him yesterday, is that congressional oversight is alive and well in the Congress of the United States. We have a constitutional responsibility to make sure that Congress plays its part in how we send our men and women into war.
Meanwhile, Ike Skelton, the new Democratic chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, signaled a surge in troops would meet resistance on his panel. Skelton declared the U.S. should be redeploying troops from Iraq rather than adding more.
Even if it's a battalion, it should be done in the near future. And do I think that the proposed troop increase will be of help? Well, this last summer there was a troop increase, you will recall, that really did no good, in my opinion, whatsoever. And I think other military leaders will tell you that.
Still, Democrats today acknowledge that pulling the purse strings tight on war funding could be difficult. Barack Obama is an Illinois Democrat who's on the Senate Foreign Relations panel.
My understanding is if, in fact, there's an escalation, it will have more to do with keeping troops who are already there longer, accelerating rotations that were already going to take place. And so whether you can carve out and say, we're going to fund this but not additional troops, that's not clear.
President Bush does have some strong, if limited, support in Congress for a troop increase in Iraq. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham today said any effort by Congress to cut off funding for additional troops would be, in his words, a monumental mistake.
Any effort by Congress to control troop levels or to cut off funding for those in harm's way, I think, would run against the advice of the new military leadership on the ground. General Petraeus, Odonero and others believe in this strategy. I think it's incumbent upon Congress to give them the resources to carry out the orders of the Commander-in-Chief.
Even Oregon Republican Senator Gordon Smith, who shocked colleagues last month by questioning the entire U.S. role in Iraq, was leery of cutting off war funding.
My own sense is it would be dishonorable to budget away their bullets when they're ordered to remain in place. And that's the problem. Eventually, as happened in the Vietnam War, it could come to that. Whether we're there yet, I think, is an open question.
But Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, said the biggest question is what the so-called troop surge is all about.
The administration carefully has used the word surge to suggest this is somehow temporary. But we have to listen carefully when the president makes his announcement to see just how temporary it might be for the 10 or 20,000 or more American lives that will be at risk because of this decision.
Durbin said rather than sending more troops to Iraq, it was time for the U.S. to announce it has achieved its goals there and hand the responsibility for security over to the Iraqi people. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.